Blog.
Why you beady eyes? The upper
room. It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're ready, map it us out.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Hey, 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 what's happening, y'all? And welcome to another funky, fresh edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah! Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you, first of all, tonight is a great night. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm fired up about tonight. And I'm fired up about tonight because tonight we get a chance to talk about who is our favorite comedian. You know what I'm talking about. You have a list of people that's your favorite. We're going to talk about that tonight. It's coming right up. You know how we get down. Of course, we have the old school Get Hype song. Now, the old school Get Hype song is a song. It's not going to get you hype. It's a slow jam, but it's funny. We're going to talk about it. Plus, in the listener lounge tonight, we're going with old school hip-hop tonight. I want you to be fired up as you go about your week. It's midweek. The weekend is almost here. It's time to get fired up and get ready to go. You know we keep you updated when it comes to news and weather. You know how we got you. We take care of you on that. News is only seconds away. Weather is about 30 minutes away. And a three-minute commentary is just around the corner as well. Look, it is Wednesday. Are you fired up? Are you fired up? Are you fired up like I am? Because I'm fired up and I'm ready to go. Fired up and ready to go. All right, folks, it's time to get the party started right. We're coming. We're here, T.O. Let's get this party started right. T.O., let's get this party started right. T.O., can we get the party started right? No, we can't get the party started right. Oh, come on, T.O., please. Get the party started right. Oh, what a way to start the show today. All right, look, we're going to do something as I tap dance. Let's get it going, folks.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Ryle Show starts now.
Vote! Never know, that's the point. Go.
You are out in serious, the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. I'm Jack Spear. The Obama administration offered an early snapshot today of how the government's problem-plagued health insurance website is discouraging sign-ups. NPR Scott Horsley reports fewer than 27,000 people registered for coverage through the federal website during its first month of operation.
The October enrollment figure is a small fraction of what the government hoped to see by now. When you add in the number of people who signed up through state-run websites, the total is larger, but not by much. Only 106,000 people nationwide managed to complete the process. That's about 20% of the government's October target. The administration notes nearly a million additional people have successfully used the state and federal websites to explore insurance options, but have not yet purchased a plan. Officials say they expect the bulk of the signups to come closer to the deadline, but it's clear technical problems have limited registration. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The government of the Philippines says it is overwhelmed by the typhoon that hit the country last week. While a massive international aid effort has been ramping up, most experts say it's not quick enough to help the estimated 600,000 people who've been displaced by the typhoon. Cabinet Secretary Rene Almendras says the country at the moment is dealing with an aid effort unlike anything it's ever experienced.
You add the situation of a destroyed logistics system, destroyed airport, you have a total destruction of some communities, plus the fact that the local government, which is key to any disaster response that we have, was completely in shambles.
Most of the aid that's arrived in the country remains bottled up in Manila, washed out roads and battered. Toronto City Council in a non-binding vote is asking the city's embattled mayor, Rob Ford, to take a break from his job in order to deal with, quote, personal issues. Today's vote comes on the heels of recent revelations from the mayor he has smoked crack cocaine and also purchased illegal drugs within the past 2 years. Ford continues to maintain he has no intention of leaving office.
I have talked to my family. I have talked to professionals. Counselor, action speaks louder than words. I ask for forgiveness. I've apologized. I want to move on.
Counselors by a 37-5 vote called on Ford to not only take the leave of absence, but also to apologize for misleading city residents. Recent polls show 76% of Toronto voters think Ford could step down or take a leave of absence. Officials at Camp Pendleton in Southern California say four Marines are dead today following what is being described as an accident at a training range. While few details are available, Marine spokesman says the type of operation the Marines were involved in could have involved ordnance disposal. The identity of the victims has not been released. His deaths come 8 months after a mortar shell explosion killed seven Marines during a live fire training exercise in Nevada. More record highs on Wall Street. The Dow closing at a record high today, as well as the S&P. The Dow gained 70 points. The S&P 500 was up 14 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Recently, we did a segment on the Sirius side called Is America Still That Shining City on the Hill? Is America still a place people would like to come to follow their dreams? The land of opportunity, the home of the free and the brave. You know, we hear this all the time when people talk about this great nation of ours. And for me, I look at this thing from a different perspective. And what I mean by that is this. You all know that I travel abroad. I was just in Doha, Qatar, about a week ago, this time last week to be exact. And one of the things that I mentioned on the Sirius side was how I would get up in the morning, turn on their local TV, and, you know, watching the morning news. And the morning news talked about, you know, some of the things that were going on from an economic standpoint from the city of Doha. And I was thinking about this. This is wow. You know, I didn't hear about one killing. I didn't hear about one stabbing. I didn't hear about one bank robbery. I didn't hear anything illegal or anything that was lawless in this country. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. When I'm at home, when I turn the news on at home, the first thing I hear, police are looking for two young black men who robbed and killed a clerk at 7-Eleven, or a young lady is missing, or a 3-year-old girl was beaten to death by her husband's or by her mother's boyfriend. And I said to myself, wow, how could you go from listening to news about economic growth in a city, talking about all the new things that a city's doing? It was almost like a Bloomberg report listening to Qatar news. And that's, you know, listen, trust me, it's not just Qatar. I was in Doha. I experienced the same thing. And even in Great Britain, when I was in Scotland, same thing. Really didn't hear anything about crime. But you can't turn on the local news without getting it here. So it makes me wonder, why would people want to come to this place? A place where there's a possibility you can get your head blown off because someone likes some rims on your car. The possibility of somebody snatching your kid off the bus stop. This makes you think. And so the question is freedom really worth all the things that could go wrong living in a civilized nation? Does that make sense? Because as I say this, I'm struggling to find the words, because the bottom line is that, listen, Qatar's a beautiful, Doha is a beautiful city. Dubai is a beautiful city. I mean, those people, they know American stuff. You can watch American TV in these places. But I just wonder, why do people want to be like us when we're so savage? Some of the things that we do. Makes you think when you travel abroad. Just makes you think. Or like Arsenio Hall used to say, things that make you go, that's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elias?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Man, I tell you what, bro. You know, I can always tell how the show is going to go. I don't know what happened to any of the audio. It is not showing up in the board at all. I'm like, okay, here we go. Yeah, I did. And it still is not showing up in the board at all. Yeah. So I have no idea what's going on tonight. So all I can say is trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. And it's not freaking October, but that's the only thing I can think of. What the hell is going on, Mr. Elias?
Man, I guess the goblins are going on, brother. I guess that's what's
going
on.
I don't know what's going on. I mean, I'm like, yeah, T.O. T.O.? T.O.? Please,
yeah,
T.O.
It took me like 10 minutes to get in on this side of it, man. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, damn, see? Okay. Well, look, it's one of those shows. But that's all right, though. We're going to make it happen. So what the hell did you do today, Mr. Elias?
Went to work, man. That's what I did today. Went to work and came home.
Can you lie sometimes and just say you did something else? I mean, can you just
lie
like that?
That's what I did. Well, that's what I did, man. I went to work and came home.
I worked and went home and
I can come home to a home. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad I came home because, you know, you never know. I probably didn't have to come home. All right, Mr. Elias, I'm here, brother.
Come home. A lot of people can't afford a home. So, hey, I'm thankful I got one. How about that?
Well, Mr. Elias, this is not Face the Nation, Mr. Elias. This is a comedy show. This is supposed to make people laugh. Yeah,
asking all these other damn questions then.
A lot of people could have, just decided they come home to an empty spot, and you never know, you know. You're right. I mean, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. Now, let's talk about something real quick. Now, I noticed somebody's missing tonight.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, is this a spillover from Saturday?
If it is, let it be. I can't.
I tell you what, if it is, woo, it ain't going to be pretty. That's all I can say. I'm not going to go there. Huh?
I'm not babysitting nobody. If it didn't work out for you, didn't like the way it went down, I'm sorry. But, hell, I'm not going to let you cuss me out. I'm going to sit there and take it. Come on, man, stop.
Ooh. Somebody fired up already. Boy, you got your paddle out tonight. You going to spank some booty tonight. That's what I'm talking about, man.
You can't cuss me out. I'm supposed to accept. You can't call me all kind of names. I'm sorry. Ooh, let me let you cuss me out because
what's
show.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that noise in the background?
No, I don't.
I tell you, man, it's crazy tonight. It's crazy tonight. It is. It is crazy tonight. All right, 347-850-1272, 43 minutes after the hour, J. Ryle Show, Wednesday edition. Glad you guys are in the house. Look, we have a great show on tap for you tonight, and I think it's going to be fun tonight because we get a chance to talk about something that I think is so cool. You know, who's your favorite comedian? And I can't wait to get into it because, you know, when you start talking about favorite this and favorite that, then the bottom line is that, you know, you're like, wow, you know, who is who and who is what? You know what I'm saying? And you can just start quoting some lines. So it's going to be fun. And I think I know who yours is, but we'll wait until we get to the QOD. Let's bring in old Rich Sister. Hello, Rich Sister. How you be?
I'm doing well. How are y'all doing tonight?
Doing all right. Right. I saw a little post on Facebook, too. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's a little thing. I just can't stop listening to this mess. Ooh, if the cuss words don't bother you, go on and tune on in. I'm like, oh, Rich Sister. Thank you.
for the promotion.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just can't stop listening. I can't stop listening to the chaos. I gotta listen to it before
I tuned in here.
You did what?
Listen to it again before I tuned in here.
Okay, so here's my question. How many times have you listened to it, Rich Sister? She's laughing. She was really enjoying herself. Huh?
Yeah.
How many times? How many times did you listen to it, Rich Sister?
You don't want to know.
Okay, I'm not going to ask. I'm just going to let it go because apparently there was something that tickled your fancy, and so you wanted to listen to it over and over and over again. And when I saw her post, I went back and listened to it. I'm like, why the hell did she want to listen to this? Because, boy, it got juicy towards the middle. Everybody was fighting. Let's bring in this old help here. I'm glad she wasn't here because it's been
hi old. There. Six is for sex.
You send me swinging. The hell is. You send me swinging. Then me swing. I want to swing.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Hollywood. Hollywood.
Hollywood swingers.
Sex is for sex.
You didn't leave?
I didn't
leave.
I
stayed
to get in. I stayed in.
Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress with no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Sex is for sex.
It's showing the hell, Lynn. What's going on, Miss Terry girl?
Hey, everybody. Hey, Rich Sister. Hey, Ellie.
I'm Miss Terry.
Hey,
Jay. Hey, hello, Miss Terry.
I miss somebody cussing on
you
the show.
You sure did. You sure did.
Oh,
you
my
God.
God.
Your ass
Saturday show.
I'm going to have to go back and listen because, you know, I would have been right there. What's it?
No, the hell you wouldn't. You'd have got hit just like the rest of them. I was swinging for the fences.
I don't care. As long as I get one word in, I'm good.
Let me tell you something. It got so bad, I cussed, and I got hit that. That's how bad it got.
Favorite part of all.
Yeah, whatever. Wow. I know you like stuff like that. You ain't no but a troublemaker, Rich Sister. You ain't no but a troublemaker.
That's my favorite part of all. Yeah, I heard you cussing, and you got hit in your eye. That was my favorite part.
That's why you, you know, boy, I tell you, it's a shame. It's a damn shame. So, hello, you. How are you doing?
Oh, good. It's raining here in California, but it's not. You know, it's
it
wonderful.
It never rains in Southern California.
I'm in Northern California.
When you get there.
Look, I'm in Northern California and it always rains.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. It always rains in Northern California. I see you when you get there. I can change the words.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad you weren't here because it would have been worse. I tell you. I took the worst ass kicking.
No, I probably would have just sat back.
No, you wouldn't.
No,
everybody was not.
I wouldn't have sat back.
No, Rich Sister was even getting it off. She was getting some. She was sucker punching me too. I heard her. I went back and listened to her. I heard some of the comments she made underneath her breath. I said, Rich Sister, boy, you ain't nothing, boy. You just as sorry as they are.
You must have pissed people off like you usually do.
Oh, I got beat up. And let me tell you, you know, listen, I just said to everybody, let me say this real quick. I just said to everybody that there are times where you have to tell a lie.
No, it's not. You ain't never got a lie. Blah, blah, blah.
I said, okay, fine, I'm done. They whooped that ass, Miss Terry. They whooped that ass. That's all I got
to
say.
There are times when you have to tell a lie. And if I'm getting ready to go to prison or something like that, I might try to have the lie first a little bit. I'm a little kid in prison.
You don't have to tell a lie. You just choose to tell a lie.
I'm tell you, I still got ham and cheese on my eyes. You know when you get hit, they put a big ham over your eye. My ass hurts and my eyeballs is darkened. I got that ass whooped and I'm done with it.
The mac and cheese specialist yet?
Yeah, you know what? Bump you, Rich. Just to bump you.
Pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by The Rib Zone. And, you know, 10 Good Minutes where we kind of talk about, you know, whatever we want to talk about. It's off topic. I got a couple of things to talk about in 10 Good Minutes tonight, though. I think it's going to be fun. I have an announcement, and I have something that just came across my mind. But before we do that, let's bring in the lady of the house. Hello, Momo BZ in the easy.
Hi.
Oh. How you doing?
What's poppin'? Hi, Miss Elias. Sisters.
Hey,
Hello,
Mama.
Everyone.
Hey,
Momo
B.
Hey, Momo B. Hey, Jay
like
Rizzy.
Did she call me a sissy? She's popping like Jeffrey Daniels from Shalimar or something. I'm just popping. They call me the Pop-A-Lone Kip. Okay, all right. Well, we're glad that you're here because it won't be Wednesday without...
I'm just saying hello because you didn't find my intro. And you mad because I'm late. But I'm late because...
I'm
going to
be. How am I going to play your intro on this tick? Oh, she's already fighting.
It's a blog talk issue. That's what it is. You know I'm always on time, baby. I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. Yes. So you know there's a reason. So I'm back.
Whenever you need me.
It's not my fault.
I'll be around. Well, you know what? I will play. You know what? You're right. We're going to play your intro.
Okay.
We're going to play your intro. We got you. We're going to play your intro. All right? You know, listen, it's 10 good minutes. I got you. All right. Now, let me make an announcement real quick, guys. Here's an announcement, and I tell you, I found this out yesterday. And for those who've been listening to the show for a very long time, because, you know, believe it or not, I realize that there are people who have been listening to this show since its inception, which makes me feel honored. That means they've been listening since 2009. If you've been listening since 2009, you know who the original three were on this show. Tyreek Styles and Home Team. Well, I am proud to announce tonight that Home Team is getting married, Mr. L.E.S.
God bless him, man. Thank God he's getting married.
Well, you sound very excited. I think I had to think about it if I was listening to that. Thank God he's married.
I'm happy in the sky.
Brother, watch out. Oh, keep your fingers crossed when you're the altar. We'll put your hand behind your back and say, I do, unless you do something too. But yeah, he's getting married.
He's in a chair tall year, so he needs to, man. He's going to settle down.
He is, man. You know, I didn't realize he was that old, dog. But I'm going to tell you something, bro. Well, you know, but you know what, bro? He still plays basketball with young guys. I mean, man, I have to admit, bro, he is in great shape.
He might be in great shape. He ain't out there hitting it like he used to. Come on, stop it.
No, ain't there none of us hitting it like we used to. I mean, come on. Well, I don't know. I didn't ask him, but, you know, ain't none of us hitting it like we used to. That's why, you know, Miss Terry going to kind of look out when I see her, because if she'd have called me about 10 years ago, I would knock her damn shade sideways. But now, they only going to be tilted a little sideways. I can't knock them all the way off her head like I want to.
2.5 minutes.
What'd you say, Miss Elias?
2.5 good minutes you're going to give them.
That's whole team. 2.5 minutes.
A whole minute.
Let me tell you something. It'll be the best minute of your life, baby. It'll be the best minute of your life. I had you licking your lips and smacking your tongue when I get done with
your head. I'll be walking around town waiting for somebody to finish up because you'll be someplace knocked out.
And the hits continue on Wednesday night. Oh, my Lord. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's okay.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, man. I had one of my are you smarter than a fifth grade moments earlier this week, man. I'm riding around. I'm thinking to myself, why the hell do we have earwax, right? I don't know where this came from. So I decided to look up earwax. And do you know what it says about earwax, Mr. Elliott?
No, I don't, Jay. I really thought about that question, Mark Brother.
Have you thought about it too, like me?
No, I never have. I never have thought about it.
You never drove around and just thought about why do we poop? You never thought of that?
Probably what?
Why do we poop? Why do we poop? Why do we fart?
Because
you never thought of that?
So you won't die. So you can get rid of gases out your body.
But have you ever thought about how it gets that nasty smell? Like, how is it that some of them are silent and you don't smell nothing, and then there's some that's loud and can knock you off your damn feet? You never thought about this?
It's the food you eat.
Okay.
Thank
That's
you.
All it's about your diet. It's your food.
Have you ever
yes,
sit around and thought about
what you eat? What you eat, baby? What you taking? What you putting out? Hello.
What you say?
Everybody knows that.
Okay. All right. Okay, let me ask you this. Have you ever thought about where a squirrel's ding-dong sandwich is? If a squirrel is standing up.
No, I haven't thought about a squirrel's ding. I don't even know anybody but mine.
This is curiosity stuff.
Are you still wounded from Saturday?
I am a little wounded from Saturday. I'm still a little dizzy. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm still a little dizzy. I'm still a little dizzy. I'm still staggered.
Line of questions.
It's called curious. It's called being curious. And so you don't wonder about these things. You don't wonder about, you know, where a squirrel ding dong is and stuff like that.
This is stuff kids sit around smoking weed think about.
Pass the pipe, girl. Puff, pass.
Exactly.
Puff, pass.
The only time I was talking about any of that stuff is when I was high. So just
yeah.
Right now. That nobody, no normal person think about none of us what you say. We don't think about that on the normality of the situation. We don't.
What? Y'all
what
I'm saying?
Where the ding dong is, I just...
All right. Here we go.
You said Thanksgiving. What happened?
Huh? Mac and cheese. You still suck on mac and cheese. Look, leave mac and cheese alone, Rich. Since you don't even cook for Thanksgiving, how you gonna tell somebody what to prepare? What you make for Thanksgiving? I make some bacon and eggs.
But you cannot even talk about cooking while I'm on the line.
I know.
No way. It can't be done. No.
I made some turkey.
After that show, I realized all these
Whatever.
You can. It's no whatever. You can't talk about it. You can talk about anything else, but cooking is not one of them.
I make some turkey bacon. Does that count? No. Twice. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I was shocked and amazed. I was confused.
Yeah. So you can't talk about
it. You know what? No, this is, let me tell you, real talk. The reason why I was so confused is everybody got their own things that they do. Everybody got to cook. I know girls that don't cook. So I'm not one of those people like, you got to cook. I'm not one of those. However, my thing about what Richard said and the whole situation is, let me break it down. When she said, on the previous show, not on this show, but on the Friday Night Mom 2, whatever.
Ladies First Radio.
Whatever that's called. She said that her daughter got to be married before she moves in with any man. If you don't cook,
did she?
There's 9 times out of 10 your daughter don't cook. That's just how it is. I don't know this for sure. I may be wrong, but if you don't cook, your daughter don't cook, she's going to get no man. She's going to get married. She's going to be living her life as a single woman, checking out like everybody else do. Don't do that, Jay, because if her daughter can cook and if she got a husband, then I want Rich's sister to say that, yeah, my daughter can cook, boo, and she got a husband, boo. But if not, if she don't cook or got a husband, I understand why and she can get one. Because you got to cook. I know everybody know how to cook in our generation. Like, what? I'm shocked that Richard don't know how to cook. I'm stunned. I'm amazed. I'm so mad.
Wait a minute. Rich sister don't know how to cook?
No.
No, that's their perception.
Oh,
to make bacon and eggs.
I'm like, wow.
That's their perception.
No, that's what you said, Richard. So you said that. I'm not gonna lie on you. That's what you said.
I said cooking, and you misheard that. I said cooking is about directions, and you misquoted that Saturday.
I didn't misquote nothing. I'm not really quiet on here on out because I heard what I heard, and I even reread the show. So I heard it twice. So now I'm done. I'm not going to argue with nobody because I only argue with guys. I don't argue with females, so I'm good.
You better not go. Rich, it sound like she's going to spank somebody in. I heard it in the voice. All right, look. Tinker is sponsored by the Rib Zone 5020, Highway 78 in Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the all-you-can-eat $14.95 barbecue buffet. Let me tell you, he has rubs coming out real soon. I had some. This dude is a genius.
Memphis, you don't understand what you got. Go check out Denny Den. It's some good stuff. All right, look, the old school Get Hype song's coming up. It's a song that is smooth, but the message is crazy as hell. We're going to talk about that on the other side. Plus, I'll finish my earwax story. We'll get into the QLD, the question of the day. It's the J-Rod Show. It's the Wednesday edition, 347-850-1272. Hang tight. We'll be right back, y'all.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Hi, meteorologist Scott Larian. We're checking out our three-day forecast, and we've got quite a whopper of a storm system coming out of the Rockies into the heart of the country for Thursday and Friday. This thing is marching towards the East Coast to finish out the work week and to take us into our weekend before Thanksgiving. It has got some rain, it has got some snow, and it's got some wind also. So you can see this zone here right where the front is, dividing the cold there in the north central United States from the warm 70s and 80s down across Texas and the Gulf Coast on Thursday. As we head on into Friday and for the weekend, we're dealing with wet weather on the warm side of the storm from Texas up into Ohio. We're dealing with a narrow band of snow from Wisconsin back into parts of western Oklahoma and Texas. And several days here on the backside of the system of wet weather in the desert southwest. We are so thankful to see the rain in Phoenix, Arizona. San Francisco's got some rain from this guy, and some snow's coming, first good snow of the season, to parts of Colorado. Temperatures this weekend in the 30s, in Denver, 40s, in Albuquerque, and 60s with rain showers in Phoenix. Now, towards Saturday, we've got wet weather pulling into Atlanta to the eastern seaboard, and some cooler numbers coming this weekend behind this storm system as it marches on to the Atlantic coast. New York, a rainy Saturday, 48 degrees, D.C. 51, Boston 48, and looking like we're still hanging on to a few showers here in the southwest for this upcoming weekend.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
Will know you don't have to cry no more. in a gangster lean. And also my boys in the pen, and they'll never see the street again. Cause you know what? It don't matter what they was doing while they was here. They could have been banging, slanging, but they ain't here no more. Now somebody's daddy, somebody's baby, that's somebody's homie. So go and let them rest in peace while they in that gangster lean. You know what I'm saying? That's on the real level.
We're going to turn to him 42. Oh, Piccolo Fletcher, I can't play 42. So that's all right, bro. We know you're on parole. Let's try 106. I can't play that either, Mr. Preacher. And he said, what about 39? I can't play it. What about 66? I can't play that either. Somebody stood up in church talking about, Piccolo Fletcher, the mother... And the preacher jumped up and said, all right, that's enough of that shit. Now the man that called my piccolo player a motherfucker, bring his ass up here. Nobody moved. Man, this went on for about an hour. I was in church myself wondering who was the man that's sitting next to me. One more time, he said, well, the man that's sitting next to the man. 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 They're sitting next to the man, they're sitting next to the goddamn man. Call my piccolo player a motherfucker. Do something. And people just, finally this one guy got him. He said, Mr. Preacher, don't shoot. Because I ain't the man that called your piccolo player a motherfucker. He said, what I want to know is who called that motherfucker a piccolo player. That's what I want to know.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Damn right you are. It is Wednesday. Mike. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Ooh, man, I'm feeling the funk tonight. My boy Mr. L.E.S. is in the house. What's up, that baby dog?
Man, what's crack-a-lacking, baby? Especially that gangster lean crap. Okay, all right. I'm done with it.
We're going to talk about that. But first, As I promised, light the match. Momo-B, would you take a bullet for a stranger? So I keep my promise.
A bullet?
I keep my damn promise. Mr. Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm taking a bullet for my kids. Yes. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
Yes. You better look for your damn mammy.
Where did mommy?
She looking good, though.
She
had a killer cold shoes on. Versace. And the hair was fierce. His hair was kicking like Claude Van Damme. I want to ride Momo B. Hang out.
Then I'll go down to the beach.
to the speakeasy. And that, yes, yes, yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's what I called you. So now I feel good. This is the difference between when you play my intro and you don't play it. Because not only is it my intro, but I love the song. I love the song. So yes. Here I am.
That we play. I told you I keep my damn promise.
I appreciate you, Jay, because a lot of people wouldn't have done it. They wouldn't have done it.
I'm a special guy, though. Give me some sugar, then. Give me some sugar if you love it, then. Give me a little tongue when you give me sugar, too. Oh, yeah, I feel the tongue. It's Wednesday, Miss Kelly. No tongue? Oh, I thought I saw tongue. All right, it's Wednesday, Miss Kelly. You know what time it is when it's Wednesday, right? I mean, are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited.
You don't sound excited. I wonder if she's going to answer. You want to make a bet, Miss Elliott?
Yeah, you hear it going, huh? You can't hear it going, huh, in the background?
You got an attitude problem tonight.
I know. I got the new button. That's it.
Because we can't do this all day.
Then I invite you to evolvestrategyteam.com.
Introducing
the one and only
Princess Ardelia.
Oh, bow down. Bow down. Hello, Dr. Princess Ardelia, the queen of inspiration. How the hell are you doing?
Well, asked me to come on to the show when I'm listening to my song is on, man. What's up, everybody? How you doing? How is everybody?
Well, hey, look, what you mean? What song? There's a song that's on? What are you talking about?
Can I say something? Huh?
Yeah, but hold on. What song are you talking about?
Wait a minute. I keep feeling footsteps, baby.
Yeah, I do too. Go on and get the footsteps.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Meanwhile, while she's getting her footsteps in the dark, somebody has shown up, and his skin is light, and he's known as Light Bright, but he's my brother. I call him Light Skin. What's happening?
No. You going to put Dr. Talk-A-Lot on before me when Mr. L.E.S. was trying to tell you
that I was on the line.
Yep.
Yes, he did.
My 33,944.
33,945.
Light skin. Instead of you let me get my licky lick in, you're going to put that. I was waiting for it. Light skin, I tell you what, I'll be getting my ass whooped. I mean, I got my ass whooped on Saturday. I went on the damn Kings in the morning. I got kicked in the nuts over there, too. I tell you, I just don't know what's going on here, man. He made me cry the other night.
Why would you put Dr. Preston on before me with that long-ass intro?
Mm. Well, you know, she the queen, baby. She the queen, dog.
She's the queen. Make up your mind about her.
Hello, J.T.
Make up my mind about her.
I owe you an apology, light skin.
I do. I'm a big enough man to apologize. And Miss Elias reminded me of this when I was on the show the other morning. When I was on the show the other morning, I told you I did not hear about your campaign that you have going for your album. And you know what, Mr. Elias? First of all, he said he called me.
I already know Mr. Elias told you.
Let me finish. Mr. Elias reminded me. And he did. I went back and listened to the show the other day. He did mention on the air about the campaign. So, I stand corrected. He said it in such a way, it was like, huh? But he's right. I apologize. So, now, what we're talking about, folks, we're talking about you can help. If you love Club Nouveau like we do, you need to go ahead.
Can't tell how much you love him. I know how much Mr. Elias love him because he's already over there.
Come on, Lassie, you heard me, man. You know what, Ice Cube? Oh, you heard me, man.
You heard me.
I'm on my way right
brother.
Now. I'm going right now.
You my brother.
I'm going right now.
Blood brother.
I'm going right
you
now. I'm going right
blood
now.
Blood brother. You got no. the darkest blood of my brother.
I'm going right now. I'm going right now. Damn it. By the end of this, you're going to tell everybody how much I love your ass, too, because I'm on my way right now. But for the listening audience, tell everybody what they can do to support Club Nouveau and this new album you guys have coming out first of the year.
Okay, so we have a single that you can go to YouTube and listen to right now. It's called That Ain't Love, if you haven't heard it. Because I know Darkness don't play it on the show. I know Mr. L.E.S.
Oh, my Lord.
Darkness don't. But That Ain't Love, if you put Club Nouveau, That Ain't Love at YouTube, you can hear it song. But we have a new album. It's called Consciousness. It's coming out in February. But what we're doing is an Indiegogo campaign. And Indiegogo is spelled IndieGogo.com. Indiegogo.com. If you go there and put in Club Nouveau, and Nouveau is spelled Nouveau, our page will come up, and we're doing a funding campaign. So what we're doing, Darkness, is you can donate anywhere from $5. You can contribute anywhere from $5 to $5,000. And for each thing that you contribute, you get something for it. So if you want to contribute $5, we're going to give you a ringtone that nobody else is going to have, because we're only giving it away in this campaign. If you want to get an album before it's released, like at the first part of the year, first part of January, it's $20. You know, if you want, you know, paraphernalia like pictures or, you know, albums and stuff like that, you know, it gets a little higher. You know, the more, it, everything is there, but it goes all the way from $5 to $5,000. We already have one guy who, he hasn't made the donation yet, but he pledged to me already that he's going to make $2,000 to $5,000 out of Minneapolis. So,
you owe me an apology in a second.
We got 39 days left, Darkness. So I figure.
No. You gonna owe me an apology in a second. Go on. Finish what you're saying.
Why am I gonna owe you? No, I won't owe you an apology.
Yes, you are. Because
I'm
on my way there now.
I have to
so
bully
you. So
you
owe me an apology.
You know what, Mr. Elias? I didn't say nothing to Mr. Elias. I didn't ask
Stop
him
it,
nothing.
Man. What are you doing?
I just went
what
to my
doing?
Page, and he was the first person, and I was like, "Wow, Mr. Elias, man, I love him."
What are you doing?
What
are you doing?
What am I doing, man?
You're gonna owe me an apology. In a few minutes. That's all right. Go on, keep talking. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Dr. Princess, with you know all that singing that you make me have to listen to when I come on this show, the least you could do would be at Indiegogo and make a contribution. Just for all the pain you caused my ears over the years.
You said what? Maybe because this is from the pain. I haven't caused you pain, darling. You've loved every minute of it. I think that it's a wonderful contribution to sing because, I do have a track record in the singing business now.
I know. It's off track, too.
He laughed at you when you said that. That's a damn shame. That's a damn shame.
No, I do have a track
record.
Everybody
got a track record, too. And to one, the trains
no,
ran into
I,
the
here's
other.
Here's what I found out. Can I say something? And first of all, I want to say hello to my sister. Hello, my sister.
Yeah, rich sister.
Hey.
Miss Terry.
No, I said my sister.
In the house.
My sister. And when you said, I want to tell you what I found out. I don't know what you found out, but I want to say, I found out what I did.
Oh, my God.
Always on the SP.
That's a Grammy winner. That's a Grammy winner.
SP. No singing, please.
Hey, Mr.
Elias, I got to tell you, tonight we're going to, you know, I have Club Nouveau on the show. Everybody from Club Nouveau is going to call in tonight, right?
Uh-huh.
And we're going to debut the song Call Yourself a Friend of Mine along with some of the other songs tonight.
I'm starting to get a little sick, and I might need to step out a little early tonight.
Well, take your ass on then. Take your ass on. Go on over there, that light-skinned nigga. Go on.
Darkness, don't get jealous.
No, I ain't jealous, man. No, you going to be an apology in a minute. Go on, bro. Go on, go on. Go ahead.
I'm not feeling that well, bro. I might have to step out.
Well, hey, you shouldn't feel that well. I'm on my way right now, putting my stuff in right now, because he's sitting here. He made me cry the other day on the show. It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame.
How I make you cry?
But I'm glad he
told
us.
How I make you cry?
No, bro. Yeah, no, bro. You brought tears to my eyes, man. You brought tears to my eyes, man. You cut me.
Jake,
cut me deep.
Stop it. Oh, Jake, please.
Hold on. Hold on, homie. Is nobody talking to you? Is nobody talking to you, Dr. Princess Aldea? Don't start.
You're
talking to a man that's got band-aids over his eyes. And a man that got hearing.
Hey,
Misty.
Misty,
can I say something real quick? Just real quick.
Jake, you said never quick.
So you and your constant rivalry against my voice, I want to tell you something. First of all, knowledge is power.
I got it, or you want me to get it, Jay.
But years ago,
I got it.
Jay
I got
Brown
it.
Of Def Jam Records, Rihanna's A&R person, and the rest of them.
Oh, you told us this
please,
before.
Somebody
listen,
something in the mouth.
You have regurgitated the story up so much that you said it, you threw it up, you ate it back up, threw it back up again. I mean, this is a regurgitated story. I don't you're worse than any dog I know that do it. I see dogs throw up and then eat it. You've done this 4 or 5 times now. It's got to taste nasty at this point.
Okay,
yeah, it does.
Just stop it. I just want it because you keep talking about.
Please, somebody put something in their mouth. Come on, zipper stuck.
Down here, I want to be on the, I want to be our background.
Please, somebody put something in their mouth. Come on, zipper stuck.
Yes,
Dr. Princess, you can sing. The problem is you try to force too many words in your mouth while you're singing at one time, and that's your biggest issue. Anyway, I don't know if you guys know, but Eddie Murphy has a song, man, that I put on my Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
It's a great song.
Eddie Murphy
has a great song that's going to probably be a big record for him.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to tell you guys.
Yeah, we got to go to your Facebook page and get it there. Huh?
Yeah, you guys. Okay. You can go to YouTube and you can tell, let people know that you heard it from me. Eddie Murphy really has a song, man, that it really touched me. Now, Ralph Hawkins, who's a friend of mine, he produced the record.
Uh-huh.
And so, he hit me with a text. And I heard it on my phone first. And it was so good, I called him. And I said, Ralph, this is a great record. Now, Eddie Murphy got to get serious and quit keying and ha-ha. Because ain't nobody going to take him serious. It's almost like you, Dr.
Maybe he has been serious for a long time. That has to be pretty difficult. To be a comedian for so many years, knowing but a lot of times, people who are very witty and silly, they're like that on stage or whenever they have to do what they have to do. But then behind the scenes, you're constantly in thought because in case you don't know, the real funny are the real intelligent, right?
You're taking me out of right now. You're taking me out of thought. Any thought that I was in, you should talk me out of it. But the song is called Temporary Darkness. If you get a chance, go and check out. Go put in Eddie Murphy, Temporary.
Okay.
Okay.
And we'll
you
put it
tell
in.
Me what you think about that? I'm telling the audience that too. Go to
right,
YouTube.
Check it out.
Eddie Murphy, Temporary at YouTube.
All right. Well, check it out. We want to go check it out. Check out Eddie Murphy. But we got somebody knocking on the door. Uh-oh.
TVA is in the back.
Oh, hell.
Hey, man, are you in it?
Who's that? Is that
Gio? You ladies don't seem to realize how valuable my time is.
Oh, my God.
My neck was feeling good, but I gotta put this damn helmet back on because I got a funny feeling. You ain't get sprinkled.
I have some asses wiggling. I want some perfection.
Rock,
rock, rock,
smooth. Smooth that came out of the damn woodwork. What the hell is going on, Rob Smooth?
What's up there, Big Black? Hey, what's up, family?
Watch your mouth.
It's been a long time. Oh, my bad. Hey,
hi,
Ms. Elliott, you got me, partner. You got me.
Let me hurry up and say hi, because you're about to be muted in 2 seconds anyway.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, what's up there, Jay King?
What's happening, Big Rob? What's happening with you, Rob Smooth? The smoothest of them all. He's so smooth.
Well,
he makes smooth say, that's smooth.
Hey,
what's up? What's
up,
Rob? What?
If you waiting on Jay to contribute to your
campaign,
your campaign, check it out. By the time you get to hold your breath, you'll be as blue-black as he is. But anyway.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
That's exactly why I said hi real quick, because I knew he was.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Thanks, man. Thanks for your contribution to the show, as always. You come right in and you just get hit in your eye.
I just want Rob to know that my brother, oh, man, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. Damn.
Yeah. That's all right.
Hey, but Mr. Rao, I have a question.
Yes. All right, bro.
Where my mother plucking Rolex is at, man?
Hey, man, I have to talk to you about that. I'll talk to you about that.
Turn blue black. I'm passing out. I've been waiting 2 weeks for them.
Yeah, I know you have, bro. Calm down. All right, 347-851-1272. This set is just gone. So we might as well listen before the QOD's coming up. I promise you, people. The QOD's coming up. The QOD tonight is who's your favorite comedian? So we're going to have some fun with that. Plus, the top of the hour, Lightskin has already told us what's coming up in the music business the way I see it. Club Nouveau is in the house. Don't forget. Now, you got to go support him. If you want the album, if you like the album, then you need to support him. That's what you need to do.
You know what?
So, bottom line is, put your money where your mouth is.
We get a lot of people
that
like
that. And the website, once again, is, what is it, Indiegogo or something like that? Indiegogo.
Now, when you went there, IndieGogo.com. Now, you see how easy it was? You went there, just like I said, you just put my name in there, and it came right up, right?
I went to your Facebook page and went there.
Oh, you went to my Facebook page and hit the. Yeah, if people go to my Facebook page, they can just hit the link.
Yeah, that's what I did. So I hit the link and I went in, and so now I'm officially a contributor towards the album. And it feels so good. Reunited, and it feels so good.
Well, I'm getting a great response out of the South already. That's where the record is starting at. I got stations in the biggest station in Mississippi, you know, 100,000 Water came on the record today. So we got we got about 20 stations on the record. You know, California, California don't start records. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. It don't go down in California like that. It go down in the South like that. California is on the late break, always. Even when I did Rumors, California was almost 5 months behind on Rumors.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Never.
Crazy.
California and New York aren't markets where you break records.
Huh.
Believe it or not, records break in Dothan, Alabama, Greenwood, Mississippi, Anchorage, Alaska.
Huh.
That's where records break.
Wow.
Learn something new. All that more is coming up at you.
And then the
top
major
the
markets are just tag along. They say, okay, everybody else doing it, I guess we need to do it too.
Yeah, exactly. They jump on in. They get in where they fit in. All right. Look, tell you what, folks. We got to step out, take a break. Coming up, the QOD, the question of the day. The QOD is your favorite comedian. We're going to get into that conversation. Plus, tonight in the listening lounge, old school hip-hop should be fun. All that and more is just around the corner. J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Write the number down, 347-850-1272. We'll be right back after this.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman, verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi. I'm Jay from the J. Ryle Show, and the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad, get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Ryle Show and the serious side of The Jay Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. We're heading to Wortherville, Georgia. Liberty County Sheriff's deputies and Wortherville police are searching for a missing girl. Wortherville police are asking for the public's help in finding Tylita Gross, 12, who was last seen at 3:45 p.m. Tuesday getting off the school bus near Shaw Road and Sabrina Circle in Wortherville. A volunteer from Jessup brought his search dog to try to track her down, but the trail went cold. Investigators are talking to family, friends, and neighbors. The Liberty County Emergency Management Agency issued an alert on Wednesday morning. Authorities are using dogs from Jessup to try to track her. Tylita is described as 5'4", and she weighs 180 pounds. She has black braided hair and was last seen wearing a school uniform with blue pants, blue skirt, and a blue sweater. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of Tylita are asked to call the Wortherville Police Department at 912-368-6525. Once again, the number is 912-368-6525, or you can dial 911. We pray for the safe return of this beautiful little girl, and we pray for her family tonight. If you know of anyone who you'd like to see featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is get in contact with the show. You can contact us direct. You can call right now, 347-850-1272, and leave the information there. If you're listening to this show during a live broadcast, if you are in a rewind mode, then all you have to do is just send us an email, jryleshow@live.com. That's the JRILshow@live.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page, the TGRS Radio Network, leave the information there. Or you can contact me direct on Facebook at JAYRIL. We pray for all people missing regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay Ryle. You've been listening to Have You Seen Me? Where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. It's hump day.
Hump day! Woo-hoo!
Damn right it's hump day. 347-850-1272. Jay Ryle Show Wednesday edition, mid-vlog. All my German-speaking friends out there hanging out with the very best in the biz. My boy, Mr. L.E.S. is in the house. What's up, boy?
We went.
What you dog? Mama BZ is in the heezy.
Yeah, baby.
Ooh, I like that. And of course, there she is. Dr. Princess Aldea, the queen of inspiration. The queen of speaking early. She's in the house. Oh, God.
Hey.
She just lost. She just ran around. Just,
hey, it's my turn. Hi. Hello.
Rich Sister's in the house tonight. Hey, girl.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Apple pie and Chevrolet. She's talking to the audience, not you, Dr. Princess O'Day. And Miss Terry's in the house. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Hi.
Rob was in the house. Was happening.
What's up, man? I want my mother plucking Rolexes, man.
Hey, man, get that stuff out your mouth. Get that stuff out your mouth. Oh, man, it's 34 minutes after the hour. All right, look, coming up top of the hour, if you're listening on the J. King Network, it's the music business the way I see it. Club Nouveau's in the house tonight, so check them out. But, hey, listen, let's get to the QOD, the question of the day. Now, the question of the day is one of those fun questions, and it's a very simple one. It's who is your favorite comedian of all time? Now, there's so many to pick from. I'm just curious to who will have the majority. Is your favorite comedian one by the name of William Cosby Jr.? So that's it, 347-850-1272. To kill you, the question of the day, who is your favorite comedian? Now, Mr. Elias, I think I know who he is, but just to make it official, who's your favorite comedian, Big Daddy?
You might think it's Bernie Mac, but it's Richard.
Ah, you threw me a curveball.
Richard Pryor, man, of all. Mac
Richard Pryor.
Going into my father's basement, listening to Bicentennial Nigga, all kind of stuff he had out, man. This nigga's crazy. I love Richard Pryor, man.
Hey,
oh,
look,
my God, I love Richard
Pryor. I wonder about what he said. He said, there's a party. We are gathered here today to bury, what was that dude's name? Bury that nigga that. He said, look here. What did he say, Mr. Ellis? How did that go down, bro?
He departed because he was dealing, and now his ass has departed.
In other words, nigga dead. Hey, look, he said, if you think we're going to bury you with them diamond rings on your ass, you got another thing coming. Richard Pryor. You know, man, Richard Pryor, to me, never really got the true pub he got as an actor. Because I'm going to tell you something. The funniest movie to me ever is Which Way Is Up. Oh, man, that movie is the funniest. That is one of my favorite movies of all time. And nobody really gives me credit for that. So Richard Pryor, yeah, you're right, man. The one that
I'm watching this documentary, man. I was like, wow, man. Richard was, man, he was something else, but, man, he messed up a lot of things, man, especially after his grandmother died. Because, you know, 20th Century Fox gave him $20 million at the time, which was a lot of money, to develop a black movie company. And guess what was the first movie somebody came to him with and he turned it down?
What's that?
Purple Rain. He said it wasn't going to be a smash. Jim Brown told him it wasn't going to be a smash movie at all. Because they gave the money to him and Jim Brown. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You saying like $20 million was like back in the day, that's a lot of money. Negro, that's still a lot of money. What the hell are you talking about?
Well,
hell.
Man, as far as to make a movie, hell, you pay actors that now.
Hey, man.
Actors make that off of one movie. Yeah.
Yeah, but $20 million. I would sure love to have $20 million to do something like that. All right, so Richard Pryor, that's a good one. So, all right, Momo B, who's your favorite comedian or comedian?
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you. I don't know why you came to me now when you usually talk to me last. But
I'm
going to
come to
you
last then.
No. I want you to come to me now because the truth of the matter is I don't get ready to say anything Mr. Elias said. Richard Pryor. That's my dude right there. And I'm saying dude because I know your show, we got to say the right words. And if I say dude, you probably say the N word for real. No, I'm going to tell you this. Let me pause and get me a regroup and tell you for real that I used to really sneak. My father had cassettes of Richard Pryor. I would sneak up. I had a cassette player. It was like Winnie the Pooh.
A Radio Shack.
It was a Raggedy Ann and Andy cassette player. And I had a cassette player with some little bull.
A Raggedy
Ann. I would sneak the Richard Pryor cassettes that he had, and I would listen to them at night. Late at night. When I was supposed to be up, I would listen to them, and I would laugh so much that in the morning, I would remember what I was laughing at, and I would continue to laugh. And my mom was like, what's so funny? What are you laughing at? I couldn't even explain to her what was funny because I didn't have no answer for that. You know when your mother asked you a question back in the day, you had to have an answer. Like, hello, what you laughing at? There had to be an answer. I didn't have no answer, not because I couldn't think of none. I could have thought anything, like, what's funny? Oh, I don't know. Maybe the answer that. But I knew I was lying. I can't lie to my mother. I kind of lie. Like, I'm like, Oh my God. She goes, oh, I'm lying. She always knew when I was lying. So what are you laughing at? I'm just remembering, yo, he was hurt. I never in my life heard anybody curse as much as I heard this man curse. And I was fascinated. I was truly fascinated by the way
that
he
left
cursed.
An impression on you, huh?
Yes, it sure
that
did.
Explains
it. Much. It sure
yeah,
did.
Explains
I loved it. I loved it. L-O-V-E. Loved it. I was sneak and listen to his little confession, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, it was so real to me. Because number one, no, check this. Number one, I was doing something I wasn't supposed to be doing, was listening to his cassettes. It was off limits. But I was like, oh, what is this? Like, my father would laugh so much when he heard it. I want to know what was so funny, because I want to laugh. I always want to laugh. So I want to know what was so funny, because my father wasn't really the laughing type. He wasn't. Unless he was cracking the jokes. Otherwise, it wasn't nothing too much funny to him. So I want to realize what was making my father laugh so much. So he was listening to this. I was like, I got to hear it. I got to know what it is. So I was sneaking to listen to it, and this man was so funny. It was so fascinating. I'm like, yo, he's cursing, which is what I love to hear all the time.
Of course.
Cursing. I got away with sneaking to listen to it, and I'm not busted. I'm chilling. I heard all this stuff. It was, like, embedded in my head. Like, I heard everything that I've never heard in life. Like, this was the first time I was over-thrilled with this man. Like, it was like, what? I could have died. If I would have died from being over and thrilled about somebody, it would have been him. Like, he had the most, like, I can't even explain it. Like, right now, I'm, like, babbling because I can't even explain what I'm trying to say. This man right here, even though there was many comedians after him, though, like, there was more. But he was the first, and that's why I want to acknowledge him, because he was the first person who I really sat back, snuck, and listened to, like, sitting back in the middle of my bed in the corner, hoping nobody would come in the room where I'm trying to listen to what he's saying. And you got to bow my low, because there was no headphones. So I'm about to answer the thing, and I'm trying to listen, and he was just cursing. I'm like, yeah,
alrighty.
I love it.
So we have Richard to blame for all this chaos that you be bringing with all these cuss words. Thank you, Momo B.
Because of him. I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, well,
like,
thank you, Richard.
That's
that guy, he's the greatest of all time. All right. Rich Sister, now I got to, this is good. I want to find out. Rich Sister, who's your favorite comedian of all time?
Definitely one of my favorites. He was already mentioned, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy? Wow.
I mean, really? I like Richard Pryor.
Wow.
Now, I like Richard Pryor, but I'm more so with Eddie Murphy. Was at a point where I really watched him and watching his stuff, and, you know, that's one who I kind of grew up kind of really watching. I mean, I like Richard Pryor.
Tell us one of your jokes. Okay, you got to tell us. Okay, you got to tell us who he is, and you got to give us one of his jokes that you remember. Tell us one of Eddie Murphy's jokes. Come on, you got to tell us one. If you're a favorite comedian, you should be able to tell us a joke.
Why are you asking me this?
Well, because I kind of want to hear you say a joke. So can you tell us one of his jokes?
Next.
Rich Sister.
If I may, I want to say something. If I may.
What?
I'm waiting for permission.
Sure.
Don't do like that. Rich
Sister. Like, what
you
asked me to say? I said, sure. What do you want me to say? No.
Eddie Murphy was my number second. Like, he's my number two. And the reason why he's my number two is because he sounds so much like Eddie Murphy. I mean, I'm saying Eddie Murphy. What I'm saying? Eddie Murphy sounds so much like Richard Pryor. Like, Richard Pryor was like one of his, you know, people he looked up to.
Probably
James. And style. And
I thought he
did that. So, yeah, exactly. So, Eddie Murphy is my number two. He is. Richard Pryor is number one. Eddie Murphy is number two. Because Eddie looked up to Richard, and he has the same style. Like, you know, Richard Pryor, like,
everybody
I like him. You know,
everybody
I like
love, girl.
Eddie Murphy, a lot of people my age don't do, they will say Eddie Murphy because they my age. But like I said, I was sneaking and listening to him because my father was into the Richard Pryor. So I was thinking, like, what are we laughing at? I heard some man curse. I didn't know what was so funny, but I wanted to know because I like laughing and I like cursing. So, hey, I don't see for one.
I like laughing, cursing. If you forgot drinking, you forgot to add that one to the list, too.
Yeah, that was later.
All right,
that was
Dr. Rizzo D, give me your favorite comedian.
I tell you, my favorite comedian does happen to be Eddie Murphy. He's one of them.
Wow.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got Eddie Murphy and Samuel L. Jackson. I don't know which. And I feel like
Samuel L. Jackson.
He's not a comedian.
There
we go.
I said comedian. Dodo Bird. You just come in with stuff that's off. Samuel L. Jackson. He's not a comedian. Has he done stand up before?
Okay, well, he's funny to me. So, okay, fine. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't understand how she's still on this show.
Oh, well, then that's, of course, her service went out. All right, so, all right, Miss Terry, who's your favorite comedian?
Hold on, before you go to Miss Terry, why did you ask me?
Hold on, we got to get everybody, but what you doing?
Why did you ask me to tell you a Richard Pryor joke? I want to know
I just thought of it with Rich Sister, because I thought Rich Sister, I was going to try to trick her to cuss it, but it didn't work. All right, so, Miss Terry.
Yes. You know what happened?
Well, give me your favorite comedian.
Okay.
Well, you know,
my favorite comedian is Bernie Mac. That's my favorite comedian. Well, tell you something.
Milk cookies. Yeah, that's your
that's
favorite comedian.
First one. That's my first one. My second one would come from my parents because I listened. They played him all the time. Was Red Fox. My mother would play Red Fox on the old 76s. That man was crazy back in the day.
He was nasty.
Can I get a vote?
But you know the thing is, I couldn't listen to him because when I first heard him start talking like that, I'm like, damn, that's Fred Sanford talking like that. And I couldn't do it.
Old. That's what it was. He was too old to be doing what we thought. Like, what? I felt funny. I was like, oh my God, he's an old man. What is this? And he's talking about, he's running. What?
I
like him because he cursed too, but he was extra funny.
Of course.
I couldn't rock with him.
When he performed, he was first of all drunk with a drink in his hand and smoking
So the weird part
about it is that my mother would not allow anyone to she didn't want to hear Richard Pryor, but yet you would listen to Red Fox. I didn't understand it.
I couldn't either.
I couldn't understand. But they heard Red Fox so much that I guess, you know, it was different. Because once you start saying the N-word and all that, I think that generation really didn't want to hear that. So they were kind of listening more to Red Fox. So my parents were like,
but did he use that word too?
Not really. Red Fox really used it. He was a
sexual man.
Yeah.
But the thing about me, why I can't get with him, is because he was too old to be talking. So I thought. He was too old to be talking. I was doing something wrong. Like, for real? Why did you sneak and listen to Red Fox? I was just listening to Richard Pryor. I was just sneaking and listening to cursing. But for Red Fox, I really thought I was doing something bad. Like, oh my God, my mother's going to kill me. She knew I was listening to this. Like, somehow, because he was really sexual. And you know, at age of 11 and 12, sexual was out. No, you're going to get a beat to last you a lifetime. So that's why I couldn't mess with Red Fox.
Can I say one more person and shut up?
Yes.
Can I say one more person that you guys are going to say, I don't know why you like him, but in the newer ones, and everybody going to say, oh, this dope. I love Cat Williams. I don't know why.
He's good. He's funny.
I do.
That guy's not funny.
347-850-1272 is the caller number. 347-850-1272.
Mr. LS, man. Who we have, dawg? Got the real deal on the line
with us, Jay. Who?
The correct
who?
Jay Calza.
Oh, what's up, baby? How you doing, girl?
The correct
one. I'm all right. How you doing, Jay?
I'm feeling good now, girl. I'm feeling fine, baby. Ooh, wait. What's happening with you?
Sorry,
girl. This is the real deal,
yeah.
Who's your favorite comedian girlfriend?
I had to think about it, especially because you want people to know some of the jokes. My favorite really is Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby. And aside from
Bill
Cosby. Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And, you know, because he does a lot of jokes about family life, and it's pretty clean and stuff. But, you know, one of my favorite jokes he had is when he said, why is it your mother is always more concerned about the condition of your underwear if you're in a car accident? And
what?
He said, that's what an accident is. First you say it, then you do it.
You know, I like Bill Cosby. And to me, if you're a comedian that can make people laugh without using those major curse words, see, I think it's an art form for you to make people laugh without just using just these crazy belligerent, I mean, I'm not going to say belligerent because it's comedy, but to use some of that just vulgar language to make people laugh, I think it's an art form.
Can I say my favorite? Nobody asked me nothing yet. Can y'all hear me?
Back in the day, that I...
Sinbad,
who?
Yes.
Can you guys hear me? Who is this?
Definitely another one back in the day that I liked was Moms Mabley.
Yeah, I love Moms, man. Oh, God, she was good.
She was...
You know, I don't remember...
Moms Mabley.
The only thing I remember about her is...
You don't remember her? You don't remember her?
I remember the album.
Hello? You're a little bougie for that.
Hello?
Okay, see, you just had to get your little wisecrack in.
You
thank
are,
you very
you
much.
Are. You probably like Bill Cosby.
The hell with
you? He's probably more your level, Bill Cosby.
I wore the same
hello?
Kind of
can y'all hear
too.
Me?
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
whatever.
All
right. All right, we'll deal you with a little girl. Thank you. Do you have another comedian?
Yeah, I have another one. The
who?
Other one, and he's
can
not
y'all hear me
anymore. But the great Flip Wilson.
Flip Wilson was good.
And you know, and you
the
know
devil made me do it.
Hello?
When he was that true, and that's my favorite, when he was Geraldine. And also when he did The Church of What's Happening Now. But when he was Geraldine Jones, he was on the David Frost show. David Frost interviewed Geraldine and asked her to explain what is the meaning of love. And she said, love is a feeling you feel when you're about to feel a feeling you have never felt before. Woo-hoo! Watch out.
Yes, the great Flip Wilson. All right, baby. Well, thank you for calling in, girl. Love you, love you, love you. Oh, I know, baby. Come give it to him. My tongue's
hello?
Over. My mouth is over. My tongue's sticking out.
Oh, my God.
Ooh,
hey,
I love
hello?
You.
Say goodbye to the J. King Network.
You just
man.
Nasty. You just
hello?
All right,
yeah,
say goodbye. Yeah, all right, listen, everybody on the J. King Network, we love you. God bless you. We'll see you back here next Wednesday right here on the J. Ryle Show. God bless. Peace and head grease.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.